proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman from the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another hard saying from the Bible. In the fourth chapter of Genesis, after God exhorted Cain to do well, God issued Cain a warning, quote, "If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him," unquote. Both portions of that verse seem unclear in their meanings. In what sense could it be said that sin was lying at the door for Cain? How could sin desire Cain? In what way could Cain rule over sin? Two possible answers to the first question exist. Either interpretation can be defended in the context provided. Sin, of course, is an abstract concept. Yet God's remark about sin lying at the door depicted it as a predator, an animal, as it were, lying in wait for Cain, as a predator lies in wait for its prey. The sin mentioned by God in Genesis 4 could have referred to further and graver transgressions that Cain would commit, such as the murder of his brother Abel. Sins that Cain would surely have progressed to if he failed to do well. On the other hand, the word translated sin could have alluded to a sin offering. This is how the word was translated in the 29th chapter of Exodus. Cain knew that he had to bring God an animal sacrifice, including its blood. To do so, he could have acquired a sheep from his brother Abel and offered that to God instead of fruit of accursed ground. In the second sentence of the passage, God put Cain on alert. He said that if Cain did not repent, sin would gain a further stronghold in his heart. In a sense, sin acts upon the human heart in a similar way that yeast acts upon dough. James, in the first chapter of his epistle, described this tendency for sin to consume a person's being. He wrote that, quote, "When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin," unquote. According to the first chapter of Romans, Paul described the process by which the continual practice of sin caused God to give a group of people over to a reprobate mind. Because the power possessed by sin can corrupt the human mind, Cain had to strive against allowing sin to control him. Instead, he followed a road to ruin, leading him to become the first murderer in recorded human history. In the 119th Psalm, the author of that chapter revealed one way that Cain could have ruled over sin. That writer put it this way, quote, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee," unquote. Though written scripture probably did not exist during the time of Cain, he could have remembered what he learned about the judgments of God, given the example set by his parents, Adam and Eve. Had Cain set himself to doing well instead of doing evil, it would have spared him a great deal of grief. God warned Cain not to allow sin to dominate his life. He instructed Cain to master the control that sin might have over him. God even gave Cain another chance to make the proper offering unto him. However, Cain refused to listen to God. Instead, he descended into even deeper sin, sin that caused God to declare him an exile. Cain rejected God. Thus, God had no choice but to punish Cain as an example to others. This is Mark Oshman with another session of Hard Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.